Welcome to the Bias Weekly Podcast. Before we start, I'd just like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, Ipswitch, the leader in messaging, network management and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software.
Hi, I'm Emily Morland with a roundup of the week's best news stories and BIOS. After weeks of speculation, Samsung has finally entered the digital SLR market. The company has officially launched the 6-megapixel GX1S, which will compete with Nikon's D50 and Canon's 350D. Available from February, the new interchangeable lens GX Zone S is Samsung's first digital SLR camera. Developed in conjunction with Pentax, the GX1 is actually a rebadged Pentax DS2. Samsung now provides a full offering of digital cameras to cater for most users' needs, from point-and-shooters to advanced enthusiast photographers. The other office suite has had a makeover. Corel's WordPerfect Office X3 promises improved compatibility, security and formatting capabilities, groundbreaking PDF import and extended open standard support. Corel's WordPerfect Office X3 family of desktop productivity software is the newest version of the world's leading alternative to Microsoft Office, providing enhanced capability with Microsoft Office. It would be stupid not to, wouldn't it? As well as improved ease of use and value, WordPerfect Office X3 is determined to set a new standard for content reuse as the first and only Office suite nativity import and export word processing documents, plus export spreadsheets and presentations to PDF. Not content with just an Office suite makeover, Corel has also updated its flagship graphics application. Corel Draw Graphics Suite X3 supports more than 40 new and enhanced features and will be available in English, French, German, Italian, Dutch, Spanish and Brazilian Portuguese versions next month. Pitched at both design professionals and small business owners creating their own marketing materials, CorelDRAW Graphics Suite X3 promises to give you a significant productivity boost. The suite has been designed to simplify the design process for projects of any scale, including logo creation, professional marketing brochures, and eye-catching signs. Corel claims it has worked with customers from various industries, gathering their feedback and spending days at their desk side to watch how they work. As a result, the latest version of the suite claims to address customers' needs better than ever before. Designed to make mobility work faster, Acer has added integrated 3G wireless capabilities to its TravelMate and Aspire laptops to provide both business and home users with high-speed online access. The TravelMate 4260 and Aspire 5060 series are amongst the first laptops to feature embedded 3G or third-generation wireless technology, designed to bring a series of benefits to personal and business mobile communications with enhanced roaming compatibility and high-speed mobile communication up to 7 times faster than that possible on a 56 gigabit per second PSTN modem dial-up connection. Over 8.1 million homes in the UK now have broadband, but until now, internet phone technology, with its complicated technology and confusing jargon, has mainly been the domain of techies. All that may now change thanks to the UK's largest supermarket. Tesco is next in line to transform the way we make phone calls and slash call costs with the launch of its internet phone service. Tesco's internet phone promises to be both easy to set up and simple to use and is pitched as a low-cost alternative to traditional telephones. Have you been given a new mobile phone for Christmas and need to make sure you don't lose it? Do you want to keep track on your young children's movements when they are away from home? The World Tracker mobile phone locating service costs from 16p per location search. All you need to run the service is either a mobile phone or a computer with access to the internet. There is no other hardware or software is required. On the World Tracker website, simply type in the mobile number you want to track and the system will give you a map of the phone's location or the exact GPS location as a measurement in longitude and latitude. NVIDIA has announced the GeForce 7300 GS graphics processing unit. The latest addition to the company's GeForce 7 series lineup, the GeForce 7300 GS supports high-definition video up to 1080i resolution at mainstream price points. In addition, the GeForce 7300 GS is primed for Microsoft's forthcoming Vista operating system, designed to have consumers ready for the transition to Microsoft's next-generation operating system. The GeForce 7300 GS promises exceptional video acceleration and incredible image quality to take the viewing experience to the next level. For an entry-level gaming PC, GeForce 7300 GS delivers Shader Model 3 support and support for high dynamic ranging lighting, which most modern games require. Sony Media Software has announced Acid Pro 6 software, a significant upgrade to its professional music creation and production application. This new release includes several major development enhancements to the recording and MIDI capabilities of the program, transforming it into a full-featured professional digital audio and MIDI workstation. Acid Pro 6 software continues to provide the powerful loop-based music creation tools that it's been well known for since 1998, but now provides you with a multi-track recording and MIDI sequencing environment that should appeal to creative professionals and audio engineers looking to record, produce and mix in Acid software platform. Say you live in London and the friends you love to jam with live in Birmingham, Cornwall and Glasgow, or you're in New York and your bandmates live in Nashville, Miami and Chicago. How can you make music together when you're so far away? Jam over the net, of course. E-Jamming has announced the release of version 1 of its online music collaboration software. The company's expansion into the PC market now gives all musicians with any level of experience a computer, a broadband internet connection and a MIDI-enabled instrument, the ability to jam in real-time with other musicians around the world. Elexon, a developer and manufacturer of smart fabrics for a range of consumer products, has unveiled a roll-up wireless keyboard. Designed for smartphones, PDAs and handheld devices, the smart fabric keyboard supports access to email, document editing, texting and mobile web browsing, and is lightweight, portable and full laptop size. The new lightweight and flexible keyboard has been designed for portable computing and communications devices which use Bluetooth connectivity. If that's not cool enough, it's completely made of fabric, is water repellent, super durable and comes with a mobile phone PDA stand. Corlett Systems' USB beverage chiller is the only way to drink your cold while you're at a computer, or PlayStation, or Xbox for that matter, short of actually getting off your ass and walking over to the fridge, and it should look cool on your desktop. This has to be the next must-have computer accessory, just seconds after plugging the chiller into your computer's USB port. No external outlet needed. The cold plate chills to 45 degrees Fahrenheit, the perfect temperature for keeping your beverage chilled. That's it for this week's news roundup. I hope you enjoyed it. And now over to Christian for the rest of the site's update.
Hi, I'm Chris Harris. Welcome again to the weekly roundup of the reviews on the site. It hasn't been a massively eventful week, relatively quiet week, but we've had a few products that are pretty interesting that pass through our doors and which we can talk about now. First up is the first LightScribe DVD burner that we've ever seen, which is Liton's product, also known as the SHW16H5S. I really don't know why they come up with these stupid names. What's so great about this product is it's a LightScribe DVD burner, but it costs just £40. I mean, that is phenomenal. Internal DVD burners these days are around about that price and a little bit more, but with LightScribe for that price is fantastic. Probably one of the cheapest products on the market, but it's also a solid product and there's nothing wrong with the quality at all. So if you are looking to start etching your DVDs and CDs, definitely take a look at this player. The internal Tappy half-height burner comes bundled with excellent software too, comprising Nero's OEM suite and CyberLink's Power DVD 5 for DVD playback, which is pretty much everything you need to design and burn your laser-etched disc labels out of the box. No more hassles with printers, no messing around with stickers, poor handling, with handwriting, with markers. With LightScribe you can easily create fancy and unique disc labels in a matter of minutes. In case you didn't know, LightScribe is a registered trademark of Hewlett-Packard. It's a direct disc labeling technology that burns text and graphics onto the surface of optical media using the disc drive's laser and specially coated LightScribe disc. You do actually get one disc with the drive, which should help you to get a feel for it and probably mess it up on your first go, to be honest. The technology actually works with a non-toxic chemical which reacts to the LightScribe disc, thereby causing an etch. In terms of specs, the Liton drive is able to write certified DVD plus R double layer media at up to 8x, DVD minus R dual layer media at 4x, single layer DVD plus R, and DVD minus R at 16x, rewrite DVD plus RW at 8x, rewrite DVD minus RW at 6x, and read DVD ROM media at 16x maximum. Basically, it's a lot of gobbledygook, all the numbers. The drive is pretty much one of the fastest on the market, and in real world terms it takes around 6 minutes to back up 4.7 gig of data onto a certified single layer DVD plus R or DVD minus R media, which is generally what you will probably be using for write once media. Unfortunately, the drive's CD recording is less than impressive. It writes CDR media at 48x, which is fine, but rewriting to CDRW media is done at a maximum of 24x. Again, no hardship here, just for the speed freaks out there. They may be interested in getting slightly faster if you haven't got the patience to hang around. The drive can read and write to DVD single and dual layer, DVD minus R. It can write to pretty much anything. There's no point going through the whole list. I mean, it supports everything: CD Extra, CD Plus, CDR, CDRW, Karaoke CD, you name it, it writes to it. What we really like about LightScribe, what I really like, is that you can import your own digital photos or images to use with the bundled software, which also comes with a variety of backgrounds. As with most software, you can work another task while LightScribe is in action. The downside is that, unlike regular CDs and DVDs, once burned, a LightScribe label is final and cannot be rewritten. Thankfully, the bundled software's preview screen lets you see what your label will look like before it is burned. While you can't erase text and graphics from your label, you can easily add more content to a label that is already burnt. For example, you can correctly align content with already existing titles and images. Unfortunately, you can only currently print LightScribe labels in black and grayscale, so no color fancy graphics here. Regardless, no matter what you want to back up, important or personal data from a digital still camera, digital video camcorder, TV and the like, the SHW-16H5S from Liton is a good choice for recording large volumes of TV, audio and data. But the player-looking device is not without its faults. We've already mentioned that its CDRW speed is maxed at 24x, but also its read speed is locked at 12x for DVD-R media. There's only one single coloured LED for read-write, and it does not overspeed DVD plus or minus R media. It doesn't look particularly great either, but it does come with a black bezel in addition to the usual beige front fascia if you have a black PC. But as far as writing quality goes, the drive can hold its own with any other on the block. And once again, £40 is a fantastic price, so we really do recommend that. The next review we looked at is a game, Electronic Arts' flagship footy game, or soccer to our US listeners, FIFA 06. So what can the company do to improve on last year's already excellent game? I mean, these FIFA games come out every year, and it's amazing how EA actually improves on them. And of course, whether the improvements are worth you upgrading the software and, you know, buying the latest version or not. Well, EA's top-selling European sports franchise features enhancements to the gameplay and management modes, making FIFA Soccer 06 a more complete football experience that will appeal to seasoned fans and newcomers alike. So it's good news here. FIFA Soccer 06 delivers more customization options, a relatively deep manager mode, and pure authenticity. There's no poor imitations here, unlike unlicensed titles, and every team is faithfully created with proper clubs, player names, and stadiums. The characters have also been modelled on their real-life counterparts and look cheeringly realistic. In fact, there's 21 licensed leagues and 10,000 world-class players from 500-plus teams. The game is huge in depth. Intuitive gameplay enables you to command every move of your player with better accuracy in passing, shooting, and tackling is now more responsive, thankfully, enabling you to trap, shield, and dribble much better. Didn't help me, though, and I still tend to hack down players with the aggressive slide. The free kick system is one such area that has been revamped for FIFA Soccer 06. In addition to general play, you can control the overarching strategy of the game, dictating the pace and performance of your players as you execute strategic decisions on the fly using tactical play button configuration. There are 8 different tactical changes and team mentalities you can switch on and off on the fly, including counter-attack, wing play, box overload, offside trap, and zone defense. But that is getting pretty geeky. Pick up the game and you will be able to score within a matter of minutes and pull off some pretty decent plays without becoming too involved. But the options are there when you want to start playing online or against more advanced players, human players in particular. But one of the best new features of the game is the new manager mode, where you can sign sponsors, search transfer market, and buy players to build a perfect squad over a 15-year career. You take full control of club budgets, manage coaching staff, and decide on tactical formation. It's no championship manager, but the whole mode definitely adds an extra element to the game and helps to extend its shelf life. My FIFA now gives you the tools to create a star player and customize every aspect of FIFA 06 to fit your individual playing style and preferences, including controller settings, camera mode, and screen resolutions. And the all-new Creator Player lets you design a star from scratch, customizing everything from his passing ability to his appearance and body type. You can then take it one step further and use MyFIFA and team management to set each aspect of the game to fit your individual playing style and preferences. Unlike any game these days, EA hasn't forgotten about online play, allowing you to play against two other players or even enter the FIFA Interactive World Cup to challenge soccer fans from around the world. If you only like to play amongst your friends, you can still play offline with up to 8 players in the FIFA Lounge match-up system. You can set up competitions via Match Central, then take on your friends. If you rank high enough, you'll be granted special rewards that you can use to gain competitive edge in your next match. FIFA 06 is difficult to fault, really. It plays well. Graphics, especially the stadiums and player animations, rarely fail to impress when running at the best quality settings. And the sound of a stadium full of fans chanting is also a real treat and helps to set the atmosphere ahead of an important match. The in-game music is also outstanding, featuring 39 songs from countries around the world. Overall, the isometric pitches and teams of identical players that graced EA's earlier sports offerings have now been replaced by stadiums and players that can be difficult to distinguish from their real-life counterparts. There are also plenty of new features in the manager mode that help make it the most realistic, accessible, and best FIFA game to date, period. The in-game commentary is almost flawless, and the music tracks that accompany the game's menu system are excellent. The only real flaws are that the goalkeepers are extremely slow to come off their lines, and the frame rate sometimes becomes a little bit jittery, especially if you hoof the ball from one end of the pitch to the other. We tested the game on a pretty hardcore Dell Dimension gaming system with SLI Nvidia boards, and it was still jittery when we hoofed the ball. So I think that's a game issue rather than a system issue. third and final review this week that we published is of Trust's digital gamepad, the Predator, or the Predator GM1200 is its full title. You have the full digital USB gamepad that doesn't cost the earth and will allow you to get to grips with this type of input device. It is tragically flawed, in our opinion, in that there's no analog controls, which are ideal for racing games or even FIFA. You can't download game profiles, and there's no built-in vibration feedback to add more realism to your immersive gaming experience. But the pad costs just £12, so it's a bit of a snap. It looks pretty cool too, so it could be good as a gift, but not for hardcore gamers. The Predator GM1200 is low cost, yet performed perfectly in our tests as far as the digital pad goes. While its asking price is lower than most competing products, just like all of Trust's products, come to think of it, the gamepad is well built and relatively comfortable, and comes with a really neat rubber top layer, just like on Lenovo's ThinkPads. The device has a 2.5 meter cable too, which should be long enough for most computing environments. Helps you to slouch out a little bit. The black gamepad sports 6 teardrop red buttons and an 8-way direction pad, as well as 2 trigger buttons at the rear of the gamepad, a turbo function, and a cruise control button. Uniquely, you also get an acceleration wheel so that you can decide how fast to move. By using the cruise control button, the wheel setting and game speed remain constant without having to operate the wheel. By pressing the button again, the acceleration wheel is returned to the neutral position. The benefit of the turbo button is that you can produce a salvo of shots instead of having to keep pressing the button quickly. The turbo function can be turned on and off during the game and can be assigned to each individual button. The button can easily be disabled during a game using the separate clear button. The gamepad is fully plug and play compatible and runs on all systems with a spare USB port. There's no need to install any driver software either, so the gamepad is ready to use as soon as it's plugged into your USB port. We did this on FIFA. In fact, we plugged the pad in while FIFA was running and it just spotted it, no problems at all. However, as there's no software support, you can forget about the option to save button profiles for certain games or the ability to download pre-programmed gaming profiles. The seams of the controller are nicely contoured and offer a very smooth and comfortable feel. The buttons, direction pad and trigger buttons are reasonably positioned so you don't have to keep looking down, but are let down by a low cost feel. Most annoying is that the direction pad makes a clicking sound when any direction is pressed. I'm sure this has something to do with being digital, but it's very, very annoying. The Predator GM1200 is not a gamepad for advanced users, as we mentioned earlier, mainly due to the lack of analog control sticks. Instead, it's a solid and low-cost option for those looking to try an alternative input device to help improve their gaming experience, or just for those casual gamers who may perhaps just play one or two games and would like to get more of an arcade feel but not spend the earth. We've already mentioned that the pad installed easily on our tests running Windows XP and performed reasonably. Build quality is solid, if you exclude the noisy buttons we've already talked about, and it is comfortable. Having said that, you'll soon crave for vibration feedback and programmable buttons. I'm Christian Harris, and that is a roundup of the reviews this week on BIOS. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Once again, I'd just like to thank Ipswich for sponsoring this podcast. Please do take a few minutes to visit their website at ipswitch.com to download full function trial versions of all their software. And remember, for all the latest IT product news, reviews and opinions, please go to our website at www.biosmagazine.co.uk. That's biosmagazine.co.uk.